Invisible hazards. How water shapes the safety of hydroponic food. At first glance, hydroponic farming seems like the future made real. Rows of leafy greens grow indoors, roots suspended in carefully balanced nutrient solutions, untouched by soil and shielded from many of the uncertainties of outdoor agriculture. This method promises efficiency, precision, and sustainability. It uses far less water than traditional farming and produces food in tightly controlled environments. Yet, beneath this clean and modern image lies a quieter story about risk, one that flows through the very water that sustains these crops. A recent study led by Dr. Manrit Bolar of Kansas State University and performed by PhD student Markana Moore and colleagues explores an issue that is easy to overlook but critically important. What happens when harmful bacteria enter the circulating water of hydroponic systems? Water, after all, is not just nourishment in these systems. It is also a shared pathway that connects every plant. If contamination occurs, it does not stay in one place. It travels. The research focuses on a familiar name in food safety discussions, Escherichia coli, often shortened to E. coli. This bacterium is commonly used as an indicator of contamination in water and food systems. While many strains are harmless, others can cause serious illness. The study set out to understand how E. coli behaves over time in hydroponic nutrient solutions and whether ultraviolet light could help control its presence. To explore this, lettuce was grown in hydroponic towers over a 6-week period. The researchers introduced E. coli into the nutrient solution and monitored its survival. At regular intervals, they also treated the water with ultraviolet light, specifically UVC light at a wavelength of 254 nanometers, a method widely used for disinfection in water treatment systems. The results reveal both reassurance and caution. On one hand, the bacteria did not thrive indefinitely. Its population declined naturally over time, often falling below detectable levels within 1 to 2 weeks. In this study, it suggests that hydroponic nutrient solutions are not ideal long-term environments for E. coli survival. On the other hand, the bacteria persisted long enough to pose a potential risk, especially during the early stages after contamination. More importantly, the study highlights how easily contamination could spread within a hydroponic system. Because the nutrient solution recirculates, it acts as a carrier rather than a source of contamination. Once introduced, bacteria can travel throughout the system, potentially reaching every plant. This is particularly concerning for crops like lettuce that are often eaten raw. If contaminated water comes into contact with the edible parts of the plant, it can lead directly to foodborne illness. This finding challenges a common perception. Many consumers assume that hydroponically grown produce is safer than field-grown crops. The controlled indoor environment seems to eliminate risks associated with soil, wildlife, and weather. However, as the study points out, this sense of safety can be misleading. While some risks are reduced, others emerge. The shared water system becomes a central vulnerability. Dr. Manrit Bolar and colleagues emphasize that hydroponic systems require careful management to ensure food safety. Unlike traditional farming, where contamination might remain localized, hydroponic systems can amplify its spread. This makes prevention and early intervention especially important. One promising intervention examined in the study is UVC water treatment. Ultraviolet light works by damaging the DNA of microorganisms, preventing them from reproducing. When applied to the nutrient solution, it can reduce the number of bacteria without introducing chemicals that might affect plant growth or water quality. The study found that UVC treatment significantly reduced E. coli levels in the nutrient solution. On average, bacterial populations dropped by about 1.4 to 1.5 log units after treatment. While this reduction is meaningful, it is not complete. In many contexts, a much larger reduction is required to ensure safety. Still, the results suggest that UVC treatment can serve as a valuable tool, especially as part of a broader strategy. Interestingly, the researchers tested two different flow rates for the UV treatment, one faster and one slower. The expectation might be that slower flow, which allows more exposure time to the UV light, would be more effective. However, the study found no significant difference between the two rates. This suggests that within the tested range, the treatment's effectiveness was relatively stable. The research also uncovered another important dynamic. Bacterial populations declined more quickly in systems where plants were actively growing compared to control systems without plants. This could be due to several factors. The presence of plant roots and associated microorganisms may create competition that limits bacterial survival. Changes in pH and nutrient availability over time may also play a role. In contrast, in simple water without plants, the bacteria persisted longer. These insights point to the complexity of hydroponic ecosystems. They're not sterile environments. They're living systems where plants, microbes, and water interact in dynamic ways. Understanding these interactions is key to managing risks. The study also highlights practical challenges. For example, the effectiveness of UV treatment can be influenced by the clarity of the water. As nutrient solutions become more turbid over time, they can absorb or scatter UV light, reducing its ability to reach and inactivate microorganisms. This means that maintaining water quality is not just about nutrients for plants, but also about ensuring the effectiveness of safety interventions such as UV light. Another consideration is the balance between treatment and plant health. Some research suggests that continuous or overly frequent UV exposure could negatively affect plant growth. In this study, treatments were applied every 2 weeks as a conservative approach. This reflects the need to find a balance between reducing microbial risk and maintaining optimal growing conditions. The broader implication of this work is that hydroponic farming, while innovative and efficient, requires its own set of safety practices. It is not inherently safer or riskier than traditional agriculture. It is different. The risks are shaped by the system's design, particularly its reliance on recirculated water. For growers, this means adopting preventive measures. Regular monitoring of water quality, careful handling practices, and the use of interventions like UV treatment can all contribute to safer production. For regulators and researchers, it underscores the importance of developing guidelines tailored to hydroponic systems. For consumers, the takeaway is more nuanced. Hydroponic produce offers many benefits, including freshness and reduced environmental impact. But like all fresh produce, it is not risk-free. Understanding food safety production risks remains important. The work of the research team from Dr. Buller's lab adds an important piece to the evolving understanding of indoor agriculture. It reminds us that innovation in food production must be accompanied by equally thoughtful approaches to safety. As hydroponic farming continues to grow, studies like this help ensure that its promise is matched by its reliability. Water in these systems is both life and link. It nourishes plants, but it can also carry unseen threats. By understanding and managing this dual role, we can better harness the potential of hydroponics while protecting the health of those who depend on it. This audio is a summary of the research article, Effect of Ultraviolet Water Treatment on Survival and Growth of Escherichia coli in Recirculating Hydroponic Systems in Journal of Food Protection. Funding for this research was provided by the 2022 Global Food Systems Seed Grant Program at Kansas State University and the USDA Hatch funding from KS240567S1077. For further information, you can contact Dr. Manreet Bular at msbular@ksu.edu.